This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. And we're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, when it's hour number three, what does that mean?
That means that it is the power hour.
It is. And I have to get there's so much about – now, I know we had a lot of, all the NFL headlines. If you're just joining us, Aaron Rodgers will not play Sunday. He is now in COVID protocol. By how long the NFL is keeping him out, it suggests he is not vaccinated. It's a 10-day protocol that he is in. So that tells you he is not vaccinated. So keep an eye on his situation. Jordan Love will get his first start. And that is now – it'll be nine quarterbacks who will make their first start of their career this season.
It's crazy, man, because I wonder when did they get the news about he tested positive for COVID?
It was this morning.
So that's the crazy part because if – like, man, like you would have really loved to have get Jordan Love in there and try and redo the game plan because the game plan for Jordan Love is totally different from a game plan for Aaron Rodgers. And now the first day of practice, you got this whole new game plan that you want to implement, and this guy tests positive today. So now Jordan Love head is spinning, his heart rate's all up and stuff because he's finding out, you know, with only 2 days to prepare to go into Arrowhead for his first career start.
And if you're Patrick Mahomes, you're like, thank you. Right? And that defense, because they have been through, you know, they've been in the struggle. And so this gives them an opportunity, but we'll see. You know, look, nothing's ever given.
But that's. Whenever you hear the damn name, Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Blake Bortles.
It ain't good.
Yeah, the report is he's going to be signed to the practice squad. They had him, remember, he was in.
Yeah.
In the offseason. So they bring him in. He's familiar, obviously, with what they're doing. So a lot going on the NFL side of things. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. But, Bart, we did have a World Series champion last night. Why are you making that face?
I'm thinking, like, who the hell's the backup? If the third string dude has got it and Aaron's got it.
Yeah, maybe that's why Blake Bortles is coming in.
But somebody has to be the backup during the game.
Yeah.
So sign him to the practice squad, he's going to be active.
Well, that might be like step one, and they can always – can't they always bring him up at the end?
Yeah, got to make sure that he clears COVID protocol first.
Right. But all these stories have kind of overshadowed the Braves winning the World Series last night. Game six, come on, against the Houston Astros. And I've got a million – I got so much I want to say about this. And I think the first thing I want to say is this. Now, it's a great – they're a great story – for everybody that doesn't know, they didn't have a winning record this season until August 6th. They had all these injuries. Like think of the Mets for most of the year. They had all these injuries. Ronald Acuña Jr. torn ACL on July 10th. And he was like an MVP caliber player, as we know. You know, they lose their pitcher. They lose earlier on. It was Ozuna, and he did something stupid. So you don't feel sorry, but still, they lose some key players. You're at the middle of the season. You're under 500. You would think, all right, you know what? Trade deadline's coming up. It's probably a good time to see what we can get, but we're not going to be buyers. And Alex Anthopoulos said, no, we're going to be buyers. And they went out and got Jock Peterson. They got Adam Duvall. They got Jorge Soler, who hit an absolute rocket, moonshot last night to really set things off.
Let him know about it, too.
So
why did he get hit in the back next time he was
on? Yeah, he did. He did Cadillac a little bit. And that's all right. I don't mind that. But so that's a great story. But let's just take this perspective. I was watching the game, and I was paying attention to really what the series has been showing us and also what the postseason for the Braves. So the Braves had 23 home runs in their postseason. It's the most in history.
Mm-hmm.
They had 11 in this series against the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
All of the home runs they were hitting, they also weren't getting – they weren't getting great starting pitching. Right, they went to their bullpen a ton. It was all about the bullpen.
Oh, Charlie Morton, you know.
Well, Morton got hurt, right? And Soroka wasn't available, and he's obviously your main guy. So they did a lot of bullpen and a lot of home runs. What blueprint, Bart, does that sound like? If I'm Brian Cashman, I'm doing a dissertation on this year's playoffs / World Series, and I'm looking at every Yankee fan like me who was saying.
That.
Change the math. It ain't working. You can't win this way. It's not working. And he's saying, it does. This is what everybody's doing. Get used to it. We just got to get players who can do it.
What do you mean everybody else is doing?
With the Dodgers. No, this is what you do.
Let me tell you something. The Dodgers, swing at less pitches outside of the strike zone than any team.
Well, that's a player
in baseball.
That's a player issue.
So now you talk about just swing.
The Yankees take pitches. No, they take pitches. They grind it out.
I'm just saying,
but they're all about the home run and they're all about the bullpen. That's bro, what it's about. Bro. And it's just
you give yourself a small chance of winning when you try to be one dimensional. You try and win one way, right? You know, you look at it like how does this thing usually go? Because guess what? To get to there, they got to go through the Red Sox and they have mm-hmm. to go through the Astros. So how does that work when you go against the Astros who know how to get runners on base and move runners, right? Bring people in with scores and running position. How does that work, right? So you can't say how the Braves got there because your path is different. There's like somebody in the NFC trying to say how to get there through the AFC. Can't have the same blueprint. So I don't know, Yankees. You've been trying it for a while. I might want to pump my face. I love your theory. It was passionate. It was full with a lot of like thought.
I'm Brian Cashman. That's my example. Okay. I show that to Hal Steinbrenner. Anybody else that is looking at me saying, are you sure this plan works? Because at the end of the Yankee season, that's all we were talking about. You know what? I don't know if this works.
Okay, so keep the crack.
I believe in analytics, but I don't believe in your analytics. I think there's got to be a better way to play because it's not working. And yet the Braves just showed you, no, that way works.
You can always find one-offs, man. You can always find one-off.
I don't know if that's a one-off. I really don't.
You can always find one-off.
I feel like that's where baseball's going, and Brian Cashman's been trying to tell us that.
Hold on. That's where baseball's going? No, home just runs. Because they won. I'll tell you what. Houston wins. Are we
and
having
starters
that
don't no, go if, more if, than if Houston four
won,
innings.
If Houston won, is that the conversation we're having? Now, you know what happens when you talk about aces and you talk about bullpen. Like, yeah, bullpens, you're asking somebody, listen, the Rays kind of go,
but
you know, started with this bullpen game, right? They kind of started, right?
Yeah.
But that means everybody you pull out that bullpen has got to be on that day.
Right.
And how often does that happen? And it happened this time, but listen, it always happens one time. Doesn't mean it's going to happen in the near future.
Listen. You want to bring up if the Astros won, that'll take me to the next take I had off the World Series last night. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, if you want to be part of this conversation, and we've got something special for you in New York about something off this as well. But that's the other conversation to have when it comes to the Astros, is with Correa now becoming free agent. Dusty Baker, by the way, we don't know what his future is going to be there. He's
71
doesn't have
old,
a contract
man.
after this season. And you wonder, is the window closed on the Astros? Now, they've five straight ALCS appearances. They went to a World Series 2017, won it, lost in the World Series, and then now they're in another World Series, lost again. And you got to say to yourself, the one World Series they won in this run, which they have been, like I said, when you get to the Final Four of any sport you're in, if you're one of the Final Four teams standing, you've had a great year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that five straight years. But they haven't. They've only won one World Series, and that one has an asterisk because that's the year, Bart, where they were said to be cheating. They were punished for cheating. And so without a title aside from that one, what does it say about the Astros? And is this the last of what we know of that team and how they're built? Now, I mean, obviously, they still have.
Can't they re-sign Correa?
They could.
Like.
But they what they offered him makes him want to leave.
I'm sure
he'll get a lot more elsewhere.
I'm sure the Mattress King, he got money to blow. He'll throw some bread in.
Yeah. But think about it, though.
Yeah, I understand.
What does that tell us about this group? Do we look at the Astros now differently 5 years later and say, you know what? They failed.
They won a championship. What do you mean they failed?
Championship.
What about this year? They went to a World Series. Yeah. When's the last time the Yankees been to a World Series? How can you call anybody going to the World Series a failure?
Because they were a dominant team.
They were dominant this year.
You're judged on championships, Bart. You know that.
They were dominant this
Not
year.
Not also
they
ran.
They just didn't get it done. So I think. Listen, they didn't get the crowning jewel that they wanted, right?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to tell everybody, listen. Y'all said we're cheaters. Listen, what do y'all got to say now?
Mm-hmm.
But getting to the World Series is an accomplishment within itself. Within this window, it shows that the consistency is there.
But we are looking at them in a different way because of what we know about 2017, the one year they did win.
Okay, well,
we're looking at them a different way because of that.
Listen.
And now with that 5 years later and what we know,
bro,
it certainly changed the way we look at them historically.
It's one team that can look down on them. That's the Braves. Everybody else is looking up to the Astros and what they accomplished this year.
Okay.
So, like, you can't really look down. You know, so if you're a fan base, see ya, so what does your team do? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
You're big on that.
Anybody but the Braves can say something.
You're big on that. I understand. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. All right. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. You mentioned the only team that can look down on them are the Braves, and they can. And for the Braves, it's been a long time. 1995 was the last time they won a World Series. They have since then made the playoffs 16 times, and that was the longest run of playoff appearances without a championship. Before that, it was the Cubs who went 15. Believe it or not, 15 in like 100 years, which is hard to believe, but it's true. So 16 playoff appearances before a championship. That was the longest in baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees now, this is nine appearances in the playoffs since their last World Series, which is 2009, okay? The Mets last won the World Series, as we know, in 1986. How many times have they – what do you think their streak is of playoff appearances since their last championship? The Yankees is nine, and that was only – what was that now, 12 years ago?
Mm-hmm. When you say streak, how many times have they gone –
Not streak meaning consecutive years, just meaning
last time?
Appearances since championship. So
15,
how many playoff appearances have the Mets made since 86, and what's their streak, current streak? Remember, the Yankees is nine since
15 for them, right? They haven't went.
They have not won a championship, meaning World Series.
Oh.
So
you said 85.
86.
86. So I was 6 years old, so I'm 35 years.
It's 35 years. Yeah, I'm not talking about the years.
Well, listen,
appearances
I'm not great at tech.
In the playoffs.
Oh, how many times have they been?
In the playoffs since 86. It's an amazing number.
Okay, got you. Six.
Yes.
See, if you give me the right question.
I did.
I gave you the right answer.
I don't know.
Gave you a six. How did I hit six right on six?
You did nail it. That was pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody was probably in here.
No. No, I'm there. That's how I redeem myself.
No, it's all good. Six playoff appearances. I thought that I was like, that's it?
Well, baseball is the
hardest. They've been to two World Series in that time.
Baseball is the hardest sport to kind of get. But it's less people get in on baseball.
All right. With that in mind, the Jets haven't won a World Series. This is all New York stuff now because we haven't won anything in forever, right? Because the Giants have one appearance. And they're the last team to win a championship, but they only went to the playoffs one time.
They made it count.
Yeah, they did. And, those two championships. Look, you can say what you want about that group of 5 years.
Or even
if you give me two if you say to me, your team's going
to
win two championships in 5 years,
you're
never going to go to the playoffs any other year, where do I sign? Right. Are you kidding me? Give me that. Of
Eli
course.
Played for what, 17 years? Two magical, like three playoff
Thank
appearances.
You. I'll take it.
But he made it count.
Thank you. I don't care. I don't care if they don't make the playoffs in a 10-year span. But if you give me two rings in a 10-year span, let alone a five,
yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in. I don't care. But all right, so the Jets since 69. The 68 season, but the 69 World Super Bowl.
How many times have they been in the playoffs?
13. It's a long time.
Damn.
It just shows you.
Everybody gets in the playoffs in football.
All right. Let's see. So the Nets have been moved to Brooklyn. So that's 6 years they haven't won a championship.
They dominated the years with kid and stuff.
It's just funny to me that the Mets have made the least amount of appearances in the playoffs since their last championship, and their last championship was a long time ago. The Islanders, how about this, though? Because you look at the Islanders have been, on the hockey side, a really, like at times, a poorly run organization that has almost left the area. That's how bad things were in the late 90s, right?
Yeah. Should have went to Detroit.
They already have a team in Detroit. The Islanders last won their championship in 83, 3 years before the Mets.
Yeah.
Okay? The Islanders have been in the playoffs since 83. 18 times. The Mets, in almost the same span, have only made the playoffs 6 times. Now, the Knicks haven't won a championship since 73.
Yeah.
That's like the Jets. It's been forever. 25 seasons. 25 times they've been in the playoffs. Yeah. So kind of half the time.
It's easy to get the
Pretty
eight
much
seed.
Half the
it's
time.
It's easy to get the 8 seed.
Really? Is that what you're going to say?
I mean, if you dig deeper, how many times have they been
the
4th
like
seed
that.
Or more?
Man, don't cut me like that.
Like, just the 4th best team.
But I just find it funny. The Rangers won their last Stanley Cup in 1994, 14 seasons. 14 seasons they made the playoffs. So their streak is 14 playoff appearances without a championship. I just find the Met one hysterical. I really do. You don't find that one like, that's it? Like, when I tell you since 1986.
Yeah, that's deep.
And you tell me that they've only been in the playoffs 6 times? I don't know. Kind of catches my attention.
Meh.
888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Grab some calls here. On Petty Wednesday, of course. James is in New Jersey. Hey, James.
Hey, Bart and Alan. I'm just calling to address the comment Bart made about Scotty and Mike's situation, about mm-hmm. their ailments. As a person who suffers from migraine and work construction and has had the flu, the difference between the two wouldn't fall on Scotty, because migraines don't stop you from working. The flu does. There's a big difference between the two. I've had both of them. Plus, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'll let you finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Plus, I weld. And when you weld, you get these things called flashes, mm-hmm. which is blinding. They're worse than migraines. You still have to work after that. So the difference between the body aches is not just a body ache. You got respiratory problems with the flu.
Keep them on. So listen.
You can't lift with the flu.
So you're welding, and it's right in front of you. Have you tried to run and shoot a little ball into a rim? Like, did you see him play? Did you see him play? But it's in your hand. Like, he's throwing something and trying to throw it into a hole while somebody's trying to take the ball from him. So if you saw him play, he was sitting there right by the basket, and the ball, his depth perception and everything, the ball was just going too far. He couldn't make a shot. He mm-hmm. wasn't helping his team. He couldn't even make a shot, so he wasn't a threat. So he took himself off the game. He tried to play with it. It's not like he didn't dress. He tried, like, it's like different because he's trying to throw something. And when you're sick,
I don't like that.
I played sick.
Yeah, you know what?
I played
Thanks,
with
James.
The flu.
That's not
different. Like, you get fluids and you're okay to get through. They shoot you over so much crap that you don't feel nothing.
I don't like that criticism. I know Kaplan, you know, had that. I think Kaplan's really, obviously, Kaplan's a big Jordan guy, clearly.
Yeah.
But I don't like that as a criticism. Now, him refusing to play when Phil wrote up the play for Tony Kukoc.
That's something different.
That's
a
completely different story.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pippen.
But we've all
Pippen calling out Jordan for the last dance. You know,
no, he's saying he's doing a book, so he's writing a book.
Yeah,
so
but he called him out. In the book, he calls him out for that whole thing. Like, you made it about you, and you made it all about you, and you only did it because of the narrative about LeBron James.
You speak your truth
you got
in
sick.
A book.
Come on, man, you got these rings because of him.
Hold up. Scottie Pippen was one of the great. When you were one of the greatest players in the game. For anybody to suggest that if he would have went somewhere else, he couldn't have won a championship is absurd.
He's got some personal things
He's great, though. He's a great player. Like, he's one of the top 50 players all time, maybe the best two-way player of all time. You think about being a point forward, offense, defense, what he was able to do. And then you say, like, for people to kind of diminish what his role was, like, he couldn't have won. You think if you put him on take Dennis Rodman off that team with the Pistons and put Scottie Pippen on that team, you think the Pistons still win a championship? Maybe. Probably. One of the greatest players of all time. You know, Isaiah Thomas was one of the best players. One thing that he has over everybody else, he didn't have ever in his career a top 50 player that he won his championship with.
You could argue Joe Dumars should have been a top 50 player. There's no doubt about that. Jamil in Brooklyn on this.
Yeah, you
Jamil,
take Patrick Ewing out.
Stop it.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Quick on the World Series, man. That's a horrible World Series for New York, man. Because if you're a Yankee fan, you're not rooting for the Astros. And if you're a Mets fan, you're not rooting for the Braves.
Yeah, nobody wins, right?
But who did you want to win? Right. Because we said that people like Dusty a little better just because Dusty is just such a class act, never won a championship, and, you know, 70 years old.
I mean, I'm a Mets fan, so I had to go for Dusty. I wasn't going for the Astros because I didn't like what they did a couple of years back. You know, allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Give me allegedly now. They were punished for it. There's no alleged. When you were punished, that means it's not alleged anymore.
They never admitted it, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why guys got fired.
But she saw you on the corner. It wasn't me.
I want to talk about Scotty, man, this scorched earth mission that he's on, man. I think he's this is the wrong way. He's going about it the wrong way. When ESPN promoted The Last Dance, for so many months before it came out, they even pushed it up due to the pandemic. I'm not watching The Last Dance to hear what Scottie Pippen has to say or what Judd Bushler or Horace Grant has to say. I want to see what Jordan has to say about those championships in that time. See, I'm a Knicks fan as well, unfortunately. You know, I'm old enough to Jordan knock us out the playoffs in the early 90s.
So you're a Knicks fan, right?
Yes.
So if Patrick Ewing was doing something, you wouldn't want to hear what John Starks had to say about it, too? Like, you see,
no, absolutely.
You can't separate the two. They were great together. That's like saying, hey, they do a documentary about Shaq, but I don't want to hear what Kobe got to say. Like, it can be more than two co-stars. But you're saying you didn't tune in for that.
But that's my point, though. But my point is that he His spot in basketball history is already solidified. You know, he's one. Like,
no,
he
it's not. It's not solidified. Jordan's is solidified. His is disrespected because they think that without Jordan, it could be no Scottie. But without no Scottie, it could be no Jordan.
We got one more, Jamil, real quick. Go ahead. Finish your thought real quick.
I'm saying, watching that documentary, you talked about the 1.8 seconds. That made him look really bad. And the fact that you're on the team with Michael Jordan, and in game 7 of a team that you can't get past in the Pistons, you have a migraine. You know,
yeah, he had a migraine. I'm not,
but it's just the time that it happened, you know.
You can't control when a migraine happens.
Let's leave it there.
You
all right,
can't
thanks,
get,
Jamil.
Like, oh, my. Like, see, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't control when that happens.
I know you're frustrated with that. The migraine thing I'm not for, but the one where he wouldn't check into the game.
Okay, that's one bad thing.
That's the one where you can call him out for. We got to run. Let's stay on this. We'll continue the – you get mad, but, you know, there is a clock we got to keep here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes, you did. You ready? There it is, your bell.
All right. That's all you had to do.
We'll continue with your calls on this and other topics as well. And also something Joe Judge said yesterday that had us scratching our heads and had the NFL saying, that's not it. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Keyshawn Johnson.
You're done with Tua. You're done with it. So you're moving him.
Jay Williams.
For the first time in Joel Embiid's career, you're telling me they did a team bonding experience on the road?
And now, Max Kellerman.
You want to play for the tie and lose an over? No, go for the win.
Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. I'm going to get to something on the Giants here in a moment, but a story that is not Giants related, but Giants fans certainly know this name, Odell Beckham Jr. So he was excused from practice today with the Browns. And according to Jake Trotter, the Browns are discussing the wide receiver's future with his agent. The trade deadline was yesterday.
Right.
And they said they didn't have any plans to move him. Now, all the issues, of course, on social media, on YouTube, with his dad posting some videos of Baker Mayfield completely missing him on the field. He had one target, one catch in Sunday's game.
You can find that for every player, just so everybody knows. You can find that. It's guys that miss people open all the time. But listen, it's not deniable that they don't play well together, and OBJ hasn't done or performed at the level that he thought he was going to perform at. And there's no reason, you know, because they have the supporting cast, they have the offensive line. It's just something that Baker can't find a way. I don't know if it's the arm strength, the offense, but it hasn't been a great ride.
No.
And a great experience for OBJ.
No, it hasn't. And actually, when he was out, they said that, oh, Baker played better and the team played better, and that's a major issue. So they're figuring out his future with the team. Well, let's hear from Stefanski, who was at practice today and is back and forth with the media about the Beckham situation.
Odell will not be out there. He's been excused. Andrew Berry and his representatives are continuing to talk. So for today, Odell will not be out there. Yeah, I think they're discussing a lot of things. And the truth is, guys, I don't have a ton of details for you. I'm happy to answer as much as I can. But I think some things we'll know more as we go.
What kind of distraction? Is he asked to be released?
Yeah, again, that's something that I think his reps and Andrew would talk through.
What kind of distraction is this for you, Kevin, with those videos and all this talk?
Yeah, I think, Jeff, we work really hard in this building to concern ourselves with things that are going on in this building and concern ourselves with the Cincinnati Bengals and And that's really where we get laser focused on the task at hand.
Are you preparing to play Sunday without Odell at this point?
I'm really just worried about today, Jake. He's excused today.
He's excused today. That's Kevin Stefanski again, the head coach of the Browns, when it comes to Odell Beckham Jr., who, as if you're just joining us, was excused from practice. And you heard him say that his representatives and the team are discussing his future, which, very curious here, Bart. Very curious.
I mean,
a big game Sunday against the Bengals.
The fact that we discuss my future means that you can take your team and go ahead, kick rocks, because we already know that you're not going to bring him back next year. There's no guaranteed money involved in Odell Beckham, and you're not going to continue to pay him $15 million for the productivity for 217 yards. I mean, hell, Chase might get that on Sunday. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then let me go now then so I can prove to the league that I can play, because clearly with this quarterback with the one arm, two arms, you know, progressive commercial, whatever, he still can't find a way to get me the damn ball. It's not that I'm not open. It's not that I'm still capable, not capable. And remember, they kind of slowed him down at the beginning too. Odell thought he was ready to play earlier this season, and they kept holding him off for 1-2 weeks, and he was practicing for a long time. And you would think that they would find a way to work him in. So it's always been something about this, right? It's always been some underlying, like, hey, why can't you guys get Odell Beckham? Oh, he's covered. He draws a lot of attention.
Well, what did
So did DeAndre Hopkins.
Stefanski yesterday said, oh, it's on me. I got to do a better job and all that stuff. So like, it's very bizarre.
Man. He politicking. And like, this is what happens as a veteran player. You're watching the BS that's coming out of your head coach's mouth. I'm like, man, yeah, he's just like one of them. He a puppet. He's a young coach that's happy to have a job, and he's being told what to do from upstairs. And he ain't a guy that can speak for himself. So you look at him totally different. Like, man, this dude whack. Because we know, like, how Odell's been treated. You know, what's been going on. It's not been right.
All right, well, another major headline in the NFL today, if you're just joining us, is that Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID-19. He will not play against the Chiefs on Sunday. Rob Demosky doing this reporting for ESPN.com, who covers the Packers, but it goes even further. Because the NFL considers him unvaccinated, he has never said if he is or isn't, but the NFL considers him unvaccinated from the start of the season, and this is, again, all source-based information. So under the league protocols, if he tests positive and is unvaccinated, he must quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, which means he can't return until November 13th. Their next game is, of course, the 14th. He comes back on a Saturday, and will he play on a Sunday? So it's affecting one game so far against the Chiefs right now. Will it affect two? That is something certainly to keep an eye on of a team that won 7-1 Packers, and Rodgers has been speaking about how happy he is with things in Green Bay. Let's listen to Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Packers, on this breaking news this morning. Bubba, if we have that or if we don't. Okay, I'm guessing we don't have the sound of that. Okay, all right, we have it now. Go ahead.
Aaron vaccinated.
I'm not going to get into any of our coaches or players' vaccination status. I really don't know. I just know that he won't be available this week, and then we've got a great opponent we're going against, and then we'll address next week when we get there. It's a great challenge. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We all have to prepare to the best of our ability to go down there and get a win, and that's the mindset. I mean, they're not going to postpone or cancel the game. We have a game to play. It's the next man up mentality, and that's how we've operated for everybody. I think our guys will rally around Jordan. We've got a lot of confidence in him, and what a great opportunity for him to showcase what he can do.
Now, Barr, there's going to be some criticism of Aaron Rodgers because he has never, you know, what did he say, that he was
immunized,
right? But then he's never really revealed it or not. And then the reporting by Demosky says that some of the protocols includes wearing a mask on the sideline. He doesn't do that. You know, whether it's in meetings, doesn't do that.
After
and
the
so,
game, like Carson Wentz is the example, he always has his mask on when he goes to the sideline.
Right, Wentz, Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, and also Cam Newton, who was released by the Patriots. They are quarterbacks who are known to have not been vaccinated. They follow through on all these protocols. He has not, and you just wonder what kind of
discipline, because he's been
discipline or and criticism, of course, is going to come from this.
But this is the thing, though. Green Bay itself, what do you mean? Like, you don't know if he's vaccinated or not. Just say, listen, I don't comment on HIPAA laws. We don't comment on
it's
other
players.
It's
not a HIPAA law, but
yeah, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make something better up than you don't know.
Yeah.
How the hell you don't know? I'm sure you get a list as a coach and also as a general manager of who's vaccinated and who's not.
So, well, you just know who's following the protocol, like who has to follow certain protocols.
No,
a coach would know he has to do this.
Bro.
He can't be in the meeting. He has to be in Zoom.
But that's
how it works.
But that's what I'm saying. Man.
You would know.
you don't think they're going to tell you Aaron Rodgers ain't – and you know. And it, whether you watch him and see his protocol, what he does around, you know Aaron Rodgers, is he, if he's vaccinated or not. Like, stop playing with us like we stupid.
Well, they got to be careful. Like, you stupid. Know how it is with him now, especially around there.
But still, like, come on, bro. Like, you know if he's vaccinated or not.
Let's keep an eye certainly on that story. But another story that we talked about yesterday, Bart.
He may be suspended.
This is you got to watch that. Again, you got to see where everything that comes from this.
You can't follow protocol. If that's the case, Green Bay should lose draft picks and be fined. You can't walk around for 8 weeks and defy the rules of the NFL and not enforce the laws in which that they said was deemed safe.
And wasn't there every player? Who was the Bills player who was caught like on camera?
Yeah, he got
his mask down.
Yes, he got caught with his mask down. Got fined.
So that's why.
So how the hell he walk around for 8 weeks? You think if he not doing it in the game around other players on the sideline, he ain't walk around the building doing whatever the hell he want to?
That's what's weird about this.
So
story,
the he's, that's what I'm saying. It's deeper than that.
No, we again a big story in the NFL. We'll keep an eye on. But one from yesterday. So the Giants lose to the Chiefs on Monday Night Football, and they lose 2017. And one of the things, Joe Judge had to call some timeouts, and it was weird. And he said there's an issue that the team has been having pretty much all season that the NFL says doesn't exist. Here's Joe Judge explaining why he had to use these timeouts in the first half, and why the reasoning is kind of a blame on the NFL.
The headsets are going out. No, we're having headset issues. This happened in every game so far. So we deal with the league, and they keep telling us there's different software updates or whatever it is. But we had to call two timeouts today because we're trying to send the deals in personnel-wise, and you got half the headsets aren't getting a reception. So that's the issue right there. So we're trying to make sure we're in the right call. There were some other times we just didn't like the look. Want to make sure we settled down on. But the other one's talking about where the substitution deals right there. Yeah, it's breakdowns, and we have to make sure the hardware is working. So whatever the issue with that is, you know, people involved with that better get it fixed fast.
Hardware's not working. Software's not working. The people involved better get it fixed fast. The NFL was asked about this, and they said they have found no issues with the headsets used by the Giants or any of the teams in the league. Now, remember, he said this has been going on, five times already this season? It's been eight games. And the NFL put out a statement, and they said, we're looking into the matter with all involved parties. However, we're confident that nothing is attributable to the Bose headset. We have not been able to identify an issue in last night's game with the Giants' communication system. We were not made aware of any issues during the game from the club, though our standard communication channels that are used to identify game day issues.
Right.
So basically they're saying
– you lying.
Yeah.
Basically. They're basically saying you lying.
Yeah, yeah. This is not a story is what they're saying.
And that's why you got
whatever the issue is, it's a you problem.
Yeah.
It's an ID10T issue, as my brother-in-law Larry would always say. If you spell it out, you'll see what I mean. ID10T. User error.
Okay.
Whatever it is, it's a bogus excuse. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will finish with your calls and also ask this question. Are the Jets setting a bad precedent by hiring Zach Wilson's personal coach? Keyshawn Johnson thinks so. What does Bart think? We'll discuss. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
From the NFL.
His mindset will take him there. I tried it in practice. I think I can do it. It's not going to work in the game.
To college.
The Big 12 is left out in the cold. How can they get back in?
Football lives here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Hall, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We had Nick Mangold join us on the show earlier.
What's his name?
You called him.
Who's Nick Mangold?
Come on, man. You called him.
Oh, Fat Thor.
Fat Thor.
That's his name.
He didn't seem to mind it.
That's what I'm saying.
But he was
like,
awesome. He
that's
had
why
a
I don't
great
know why Chris don't like crazy. Like, listen, Fat Thor, like, listen, if I give you a nickname, that's mean you can call me if you get in trouble.
Well, if you missed that or any other part of the show, you can find all 3 hours of Bart and Han posted daily as a podcast. You can get that available wherever you listen to podcasts. Just subscribe, and you won't miss a thing. So as we talked about earlier, the Jets made a move. They bring in it's John Beck, right? The
I thought you were talking about the lineman from Kansas City they brought in, which creates a lot of tremendous depth.
Well, that was a good move.
Fred Rotten and Van Govern have to be eyes up. And he's a smart guy, classy guy, too. Opted out last
year. Yeah, veteran that obviously is good, and it helps their interior. So, yeah, the Jets did make a very interesting trade. But, no, this is – for Zach Wilson, and he has been Zach Wilson's personal coach, and they bring him onto the staff. Robert Saleh was asked about it.
It was at the bye week. He went to see John, and we were just talking, and I was like, well, why not just bring him here, and just so we can. So we just started talking about it, and then everything, one thing leads to another, and Now there's just a really good plan in terms of how to get him through the rest of the year and keep himself connected and keep everything tight, you know, because at the same time, you know, a lot of people could look at it and say, well, geez, you got a lot of guys in the quarterback room. And for us, it's more consolidating voices for them. So it's all in one building.
Still investing in their number two overall pick.
That suggests that the people that's in that room is not qualified to make the adjustments to them. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, are you serious?
Adding another voice of support. That's what he made it sound like. If you're asking me, that's what he said. We're adding a voice of support that he understands and trusts. That's what they did here.
So that suggests that he doesn't trust the voices that's given it to him right now. See, it goes both ways, okay, man.
So Zach's
going to be in the classroom, right, to the side, and he's going to be watching film. He's going to be coaching him every play about what he's doing. Meanwhile, the person that's his quarterback coach is talking to the other quarterbacks there.
Look,
so he's getting said.
It's like having a private tutor.
But the thing is, that private tutor got to know what you're being taught. Does he know the West Coast system?
Yeah, actually, he does have a background in the Shanahan system.
Do they have the same language?
Yeah. Well, look, you're asking questions now.
John Mack used to play before.
You could find out. Yes. Yeah, he was a player. Yeah. Okay.
He's no Jordan Palmer.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Ryan is in Pennsylvania. Hey, Ryan.
Way to sneak your way onto the
school. Hey, how
staff.
We doing, guys? Just
good.
Before I start, got to say, Alan, you're one of the best in the business. And Bart, I'm a huge Jets fan, and you're one of my favorite Jets of all time.
Thanks, Brody.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That means a lot to me.
Hey, so my question is, when you guys were talking a couple segments ago, talking about the Mets, my all-time favorite team, the Jets and the Knicks, is there a series of three teams in, you know, a region or an area that is more consistently depressing, like rip your heart out and stomp on the ground?
Yes.
Than the Mets, Jets, and Knicks consistently.
Three teams.
Yes.
In the same area. I mean, you can go Reds and Bengals that have kind of been miserable for, go ahead, three teams.
Tigers.
Oh.
Lions. Pistons.
Wow. Although.
And the Pistons won.
The Pistons won. The Tigers won recently.
When did the Tigers? They went to a World Series. They ain't won nothing
since '84.
Man, no, they won. They ain't win nothing.
That's right. They got there. But
yeah, they got there and lost. Cabrera.
That's fair.
Early.
But they had Red Wings were a dynasty.
Okay,
man, you won enough.
No,
in
no. Let me tell you why.
Let me
tell you why the Tigers and the Mets have more in common than what you think of. Right? We talk about Harvey. We talk about the Grom. We talk about the big three.
Yeah.
How about Scherzer, Verlander, Price? Are you crazy?
The 2014 Tigers have created more champions.
Yes.
In the last 5 years, and they didn't win any of them.
New York fans, hold my beer.
Yeah. When you complain about your teams, just
they
look at Bart.
Serger
and think of Detroit.
What if the Lions, 0-16, we had Dan Orlovsky running out of the back of the end zone, embarrassing the entire city.
You might
0-16.
You might go 0-17 now. Just keep that in mind.
We got a coach talking about biting kneecaps. Yeah. The hell are you talking about?
I guess in New York, we tend to look at it as things are really bad here, but then all you have to do is look at Bart and remind yourself that it could be worse. Because, in fact, it is in Detroit. But maybe it gets better. At least you have your Red Wings. And we have tomorrow, Bart Scott. I'll see you then.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.